More than 20 delegates from 33 CELAC member countries of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, met here yesterday. The meeting was held to advance the process of formulating a CELAC Kingstown Declaration for the 8th Summit of Heads of State and Government of CELAC in 2024. Chair of the meeting, Dr. Douglas Slater, National Coordinator of the CELAC Secretariat and SVG, says the document will be refined before it's submitted to policymakers.
You will notice that in the draft declaration that we submitted, it was fairly concise. It is our intention to continue along that line, to be as precise as possible without excluding any significant articles. We know that in an organization as wide as this, there will be many interests. We want to ensure that we focus on those that really are top priority, but we will engage with member states and we will discuss how we move forward with that. The next thing I want to remind you of is that we may have to continue with some virtual meetings because we don't expect to have a completely perfect or finished product today. And therefore, the declaration will be open for further refinement. And as you know, the process is after we here, the national coordinators, have produced a second level draft, we will have to refine that and submit it to our ministers of foreign affairs.
National Coordinator of the CELAC Secretariat in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dr. Douglas Slater. The declaration is expected to include decisions or proposals aimed at further strengthening the unity and socio-economic development among CELAC member countries. With today's CELAC Report, I'm Colvin Harry.